All right, all of Northeast Pennsylvania is buzzing, trying to figure out what is going on with Breaking Benjamin. We've all heard the stories. The two members of the band that play along with Ben, well, we've heard they've been fired by Ben.
Dismissed.
He will not comment either way, but let's face it, when you say no comment, if you've been asked, did you fire these two guys that play in your band, and you say no comment.
All of the so-and-so could not be reached for comment business. I guess maybe legally they can't say things, but it's so frustrating to us because we're like, what's going on? Like, give us information.
All right, here's, and in the paper they alluded to problems, personal problems Ben has been having. What are the terms they use in the paper? Is something about infirmed?
He told them that he is, quote, disabled or infirmed to the extent that he could no longer perform his duties in connection with performing live concert appearances.
Well, Ben has a long history. I don't know Ben, but the stories abound about how he has trouble going on stage, stage fright. He will not fly, which is a problem. Now, according to sources I've talked to, and again, you know, nothing is carved in stone here. But
and a lot of people think they know things that are going on. Is this a very credible source?
Yeah, this is a knowledgeable person.
Okay.
He said, take the problem that they're having with Kings of Leon and just transfer that over to Breaking Ben. Now, the things we've been hearing about Kings of Leon
are alcohol related.
Mm-hmm. So,
and exhaustion.
Yes. And exhaustion.
Don't forget exhaustion.
Every celebrity's out.
Every band is so tired right now. Let me just tell you. They're all dehydrated and exhausted.
So the bottom line is, if you are a big Breaking Ben fan, they do have their so-called greatest hits package coming out.
But I guess that's the big problem, that two of the guys okayed a song to be released, and then 2 days later, that's when they were, quote, dismissed.
Yeah, there's a big legal battle. It gets very complex over who had the right to do what. But it looks like the two that were in the band, Aaron and Mark, they're done. Now, I guess Ben could form a new band and come back and call it something else, I guess. Or I guess he could still call it a Breaking Ben if he wanted to.
An article I was reading last night said that he would continue under that name. But if he is so disabled that he can't perform his duties in connection with performing live concert appearances, what, is he just going to be a studio artist?
I guess that's better than nothing. The man is gifted. You know, some people just have trouble getting up. Actually, probably most people would have trouble getting up in front of 20 or 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Some people aren't carved out for that life. Some people can't fly. So he has the gift of music. He can sing. Why not use it in some format? We'll have to see what the future brings. But it's kind of a bummer. The biggest band to ever come out of Wilkes-Barre. The only band to come out of Wilkes-Barre. And
all the guys are pretty talented, so we'll hear more from all of them.
They'll probably form other bands, but I don't know if they're going to be in a big national band again. That's a one in a million shot.